I tell you my name. Bernie Bags, GGS. Funny is in the bag. My relationship to the deceased? No lawyer. Nothing to hide. I'll tell you everything. You know what they say, Ossifer? It's funny because it's true. 1925, and I'm working the Follies. And I'm at an audition, watching Zig, watching Dollies. Some bad, some good, nothing unexpected. A girl named Veronica Rossi gets rejected. 7:23, it's a really cold night out. And I'm shrugging my coat on, set to grab a quick bite out. That's when I see, exactly as I'm leaving, guess who, in the dark, her shoulders heaving. Just one more hapless dame, a textbook kind of case. These broads are all the same, I think. But then she lifts her face, and it was great. Oh, not just good to see, I mean like fate. Like, here's the one for me, and I go, wait, this really couldn't be, I'm such a gnome. Yet I call Ziegfeld and I say, take on this girl or I quit. He says, okay, but with a catch, to wit, he'll cut my pay. Well, what the hey? I took her home. 1928. We're a couple years wed now. Don't forget, she's a Gentile. So to mother, I'm dead now. Guilty? You bet. I don't let it show. As I teach Veronica everything I know. She learns very fast, and I got it on paper. I don't work without she works, so a couple jobs taper. One day, phone rings, wife picks up the line, says hi to some producer friend of mine. And then she starts to shake, and then comes something new. She says she just can't take the job unless they hire me too. Well, she was great. Yeah, she was great, she was, I tell you straight. Performed like no one does, and me her mate. So there was just no muzzling my pride. She promised we would have a kid. Once her career was firm, we nearly did. It didn't go to term, you see, the kid. Well, she got rid. I let it ride. 1932, so you know that it's recent. She's been keeping weird hours, and I'm sure it ain't decent. Big fight, one slap, tell her that she owes me. That's when she gave me a look, boy, it froze me. Then she told me, I'm so naive that it's funny, that she paid me with interest, 'cause she never charged money. She used to cry whenever she'd audition. I was just the putz who bought the exhibition. And having dropped her bomb, she hinted at divorce. You'd be amazed how calm I felt. Of course, I thought. Of course. Still, she was great. The fact she stuck around, I think that's great. And every time I clowned, she was so great. She never made a sound, she just went on and on and on and on and on and on. My life, I didn't have a clue she was my wife. And that was all I knew. I thought we fit like hand in glove. She let me dream. It felt like love. We ran for 8 long years, so much to hate. She was great. Great. Just great. I think I'll see that lawyer now.